India today test-fired a surface-to-surface ballistic missile capable of carrying nuclear weapons. The missile traveled more than 500 miles across the Bay of Bengal, a distance that would put most of Pakistan's major cities within range. The test follows by days a sharp exchange of rhetoric between India and Pakistan, nuclear neighbors who recently ended a months-long confrontation over the disputed region of Kashmir. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Peshawar, Pakistan. Was the Pakistani government surprised by today's test?
Well, Pakistan is playing down this missile test. The foreign ministry here says the test came as no surprise and added that it was proof of what Islamabad is calling India's, quote, nuclear and missile ambitions.
Don't India and Pakistan continue to warn each other about the dangers posed by their respective nuclear arsenals?
Well, over the last 2 weeks, both sides have been participating in an escalating war of words that has included threats of the use of nuclear weapons. These countries spent much of the last year on the brink of war, and only intervention by the international community in the form of negotiation helped ratchet down these tensions. Then last month, President Pervez Musharraf was quoted, this is the Pakistani president, was quoted as saying he'd personally threatened India with the possibility of a non-conventional war during last year's crisis. The Pakistani government has since denied that this statement was ever made, but India's defense minister earlier this week was quoted as saying, "We can take a bomb or two or more, but when we respond, there will be no Pakistan left." Yesterday, Pakistan responded to this by saying it would teach India a, quote, unforgettable lesson if New Delhi launched any kind of nuclear attack. There is a war of words going on here, and some analysts say that this latest test will only help to escalate the situation.
Pakistan also is dealing with the threat posed by Al-Qaeda operatives. There was an incident in Karachi today. What do you know about that?
There aren't too many details coming out yet, but police in Karachi say that at least three Al-Qaeda suspects have been arrested. There was a brief gun battle on the eastern outskirts of the city this morning. Police captured what they say are two foreigners believed to be possibly Arabs and at least one Pakistani. Eyewitnesses described a brief gun battle. Police say the suspects threw at least one grenade at the police forces before they were finally apprehended. Now, this is the most significant Al-Qaeda or suspected Al-Qaeda arrest in Pakistan in more than a month. The last significant one that took place was on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks in Karachi, where a key lieutenant of Al-Qaeda was apprehended after a fierce three-hour gun battle. That was Ramzi bin al-Shaib. Since then, things have quieted down, and we're waiting for further details from the Pakistani police as to just who has been captured.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Peshawar, Pakistan.